You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
There is no doubt college expenses are rising. Trying to pay for tuition, books, a place to live, food, all of that can stretch a budget beyond its breaking point. A senior criminal justice student at Ferris State knows that struggle, and she's seen it on her campus. And that's why Olivia Johnson began the Student Emergency Food Pantry for Ferris Students. Olivia, how did you come up with this idea of a food pantry for students?
I'm actually active in a lot of mission work throughout the year. I've been to places like New York, North Carolina. I've even been to Haiti, where I've seen more than one need from the community, but also even here at Ferris State, I've seen the struggle and the need of students when it comes to food and not being able to afford room and board. I actually jumped on this task when I heard the story of a young man who could only afford to eat a slice of pizza a day, which would be a box of Little Caesars a week. And through that, I decided to do something about it, and I wanted to do my part for our community and just let people know that I understand where their pain is coming from, and I understand their need, and I just wanted to act on it.
And so how much food could a student get, and how does someone qualify?
As far as qualifications, there aren't any, as long as you're a fair student. So when you arrive to the pantry, you must have your student ID, and there is a simple form to fill out, just so that we can understand who we're talking to here, whether or not, you know, you're a student, what level of your education you're in, whether you're on campus or off campus. And after you fill out that form, you are able to get food. We supply you with up to a week and a half worth of food. So we give you a lot of, like, rice and noodles and pasta, soups. We give you cereal, pancake mix, and things of that sort, things that last a pretty long time.
And where did you get the food items, donations or funding?
So we actually, my campus director and I actually partnered up and we wrote grant proposals to the Board of Higher Education, and we received a $2,500 grant, and we went out and we purchased the food. But beforehand, I attempted to establish partnerships with places like Walmart and Meijer, and I wasn't able to connect with them, so we just continued to just push forward, and we went out and we purchased the food through the grant. And we always seek volunteers. We always seek out people who want to donate as well.
Now, this does seem like a temporary solution to a really much bigger problem. Olivia, what do you hope that this food pantry says to school officials, not just at Ferris, but other campuses?
Well, it's a need. And I think that that's something that's really important, that it shows the universities in our state alone that this is something that students need, that it is also, you know, important to bridge the gap between higher education and hunger. Just because you're into college does not mean, you know, you don't have other needs that need to be met. So even as far as students working two or three jobs and still being full-time, there's something still missing there. And so even though we only provide a temporary solution, we just want to fill that that missing link for students.
Ferris State senior Olivia Johnson, who's the founder of the Student Emergency Food Pantry for Ferris students. Olivia, thank you for sharing your work with us.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the opportunity.